Are we ready to open next month?
I think so.
You think so?
Well, it's complicated. Fire protection, first aid supplies, uniforms, safety training, mat services. Oh, and restroom supplies.
So uncomplicated. Call CentOS. They'll handle all of it.
Wow. One company can handle all that? That's not very complicated.
So, you'll be ready?
Oh, we'll be ready.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how CentOS can help you get ready for the workday. Visit CentOS.com.
Welcome to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Tuesday to you. It's Tuesday, October 24th. If you hear that guy in the background, I apologize. I really do. I have an early morning flight right now. I'm sitting in the airport. Hopefully I'll be home by the time some of you guys listen to this podcast. But I'm at the Detroit airport. I'm at gate D32. And I apologize, but this is just how it is on the beat. I mean, I got in late last night, got up this morning, and now I'm about to fly home. I'll be home for a couple of days, and then we're back on the road again. But, you know, I just wanted to make sure that I gave you guys this podcast. And, you know, right now, you know, like I said, hopefully my flight hurry up some board, so I'm going to make this quick. But I just got to talk to y'all about Joel Embiid and the Andre Drummond matchup. I mean, it really wasn't a matchup, y'all. I know at the end of the day, you know, you hear that Embiid had 30 points. You know, Embiid had 9 rebounds. You know, some people may say, okay, he had 5 fouls. He had 2 steals. He had, you know, 7 turnovers, right? Right? People are going to say that. You know, and then you look at, you know, they're going to talk about the turnovers when you see where, you know, Drummond had 14 points, 14 rebounds, 4 steals, and 1 block shot. So you may say, okay, this guy got 4 steals, the other guy had 7 turnovers, so he had 30 points. You know, so it's kind of like maybe he didn't make Drummond look bad. He did. He dominated Drummond. I mean, dominated him. I mean, it was shocking to see how much better Joel Embiid is than Drummond. I mean, it was just shocking. I mean, he just, like, schooled him. I mean, it was like he took him to the hole. He stepped out, hit a 3 on him. One time, he did a pump fake. Drummond, like, just fell for it. And then Embiid just took it in and had an uncontested dunk. I mean, it got to a point where, and I don't want to say this, but, you know, Drummond is a beast. So when Embiid was out of the game, that's kind of like when Drummond did a lot of his damage. I mean, and then there was also times where you felt like, come on, Andre, like, you can do better than that, because it was times when Embiid was in foul trouble. Like, at one point, in a key point late in the game, Embiid had 5 fouls. Drummond could have went strong to the rim, and he would have fouled Embiid out. Right? His team was down by, I believe, 2 at the time. But instead, he did like a jump hook, and it was awful. And it just, like, it was just a bad shot. So it was like his shot selection wasn't really there. I don't know what it was, but it just wasn't. Maybe for the first time, he's going up against somebody who's just as, you know, big as him. And what I mean is, I know Drummond's 6'11", and I'm not saying there's a lot of seven footers walking around, but Embiid is 7'2". And not only that, Drummond is listed at 279, Embiid's listed at 285. So, you know, he was bigger than him, and he was taller than him. So maybe that affected some things for him. But all in all, it was like, it was a domination. Now, the one thing that I will say about the Sixers, it was great for them to get this victory, right? You know, Ben Simmons had a triple-double. You know, Ben Simmons had, you know, he had 21 points. He had 10 assists and 12 rebounds, right? He had 4 turnovers, too. But, you know, he had his first career triple-double. The guy was great. But the one thing I got to say is, when Embiid was out of the game, the Sixers didn't look good. They just didn't. I mean, it was like they had this big lead, and you kept, like, thinking, like, okay, the old Sixers squad, not the old Sixers squad, but the Sixers squad from Saturday, they got blown out against the Toronto Raptors, was about to show up. You kept saying that, and it was like a gradual, slow walk. And Detroit got close. They got within 3 points at one particular time. They got within 3 points twice. And then all of a sudden, you know, Robert Covington stepped up. T.J. McConnell stepped up. Embiid came around and took over the game in the last stretch. But I'm telling you, you know, this team needs to find a way to play well when Embiid is not on the floor. At this particular time, they just can't do it. But they need to hurry up and find out. You know, we all know that Jahlil Okafor is going to get shot. We all know that Amir Johnson is, you know, the veteran of the team. We all know that, you know, when Rashawn Holmes comes back, he's going to be, you know, vital off the bench for the 76ers. But I'm telling you, if there was a night that the Sixers needed Jahlil Okafor, it was last night. I mean, guys were missing shots. Guys were, like, panicking. You know, and I think that, you know, Ja, with his post moves, you know, he would have gave the Sixers something when Embiid was off the floor, like, in the second half. Because it was just, I'm telling y'all, it was like, wow. It was like, this is like Sixers from 2 years ago when they had these big leads and then teams would gradually walk them down and get it, you know. So it was one of those things that occurred, but the guy didn't get in. So all that tells me is it's like, hey, he's not in their future plans. If he's not in their current plans, we all know that they tried it, been trying to trade him. But the one thing I don't understand is why aren't you playing him? Because if I'm said team, a team that wants to make a trade with the 76ers for Okafor, I'm basically saying, hey, this is the guy who gets a DMP, coach's decision, and you talking about you want something valuable for him, you better hurry up and take this late second round pick and deal with it. You know what I mean? Because it's like one of those things where his trade value is shrinking. It's not because of his game. I mean, Okafor, I saw him in the locker room, chatting in the locker room, the Toronto locker room a couple days ago. I mean, the dude has a six-pack. He's like stealth. He's never been in this shape before in his life. And some people talk about his defense. You know, he had 2 blocks in the Toronto game, right? And also, the thing is, there's sometimes, yes, where he gets scored on, but he's trying. He's giving effort. That's something that you couldn't say before. And I also get it. I know some people are going to say, yeah, of course you're going to give effort if you're about to be out the league and if this is your final year. You know what? I take it like the guy was young. You know, he kind of reinvented himself this year. I think that he'll be in the league for a while if his knee holds up. But, you know, I just don't understand it. Now, I know you got these other guys and they're not focal points. But the Sixers were telling us in the preseason that Okafor was going to get every opportunity to get playing time. And when he did in the preseason, whenever they threw him out there, he performed well. But now they're not playing them at all. So to me, it's just kind of alarming. It's a little confusing, but it is what it is. But let me hurry up and get off this podcast. I'm sorry for cutting it short. Well, actually, it's close to 9 minutes. I guess I've been ear beating and rambling, y'all. I'm going to go over here and see what's going on with my flight. I'm hearing there's a possibility that it may be delayed. I hope it's not delayed long, if that's true. But, you know, I'll be back. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. But I just want to say, have a great day and happy Tuesday to you. Peace. Napa
know-how. It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how.
at participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.